No internet now for 3 days. I'd reluctantly called the company, reluctantly because I usually try to sort these things out myself, and had now done all the things the disembodied recording had told me to do. Unplug this, unplug that, wait 2 minutes, replug, etc. And the voice had asked me that if it was now working, press 1 for yes, 2 for no. She, it, went on, I'm now going to send a pulse to your modem. Fine, but how was I to ask a recorded voice what I should be seeing or detecting? So I ultimately pressed 0, hoping to get to a person. Another recording. Your wait time is between 36 minutes and 53 minutes. Okay, another day without email. On the third day's attempt, I had a wait time of only 11 minutes, and the recorded voice also said I could alternatively opt for a call back if I wanted to hang up and wait. Time was passing with no email, so I decided to wait for the call, however long it took. Soon a very polite man, I guessed possibly German or Dutch, or from one of those countries with well-educated technologists, spoke to me in excellent English, except that it was a poor connection. He called me back, hoping for a better connection. It wasn't really, and ran me through some questions and tests, and I quickly realized he was intelligent. He asked me to describe what the little lights on the router, Wi-Fi and router may be regarded as the same, although a stickler might object, were doing, and then told me to unplug the power to the router Wi-Fi box, as well as to the modem. I suggested to him that some years ago, during a very hot summer, my modem had had to be replaced, and that therefore I was again suspicious of the modem. He considered this and apparently was able to do some tests from his remote location, wherever that was. Then, satisfied that the modem was functioning properly, he asked me about my Wi-Fi, make, model, etc. He had heard of the make of my router Wi-Fi and knew what to do, what lights should be on, off, flashing, etc., and after some pauses, told me the router was apparently not working properly. He needed more information, if I could access it and read the model number on the base. I told him in order to reach the router Wi-Fi, I would have to climb onto a chair because it was on a high shelf and would need to put the phone down. Take your time, I wait, he said politely. He did another magical remote test and concluded again that the router Wi-Fi was indeed not functioning as it should. Let's try one more thing, he said. Please unplug the cable that connects modem to Wi-Fi router and plug it instead directly into your computer. I wait, he added, I wait. Thus, by bypassing the router Wi-Fi, my internet came back. It turned out that he knew the make and model of my Wi-Fi router. You must call them, he said. Do you have paper and pencil? I give you their number. He was certainly knowledgeable. I thanked him. We seemed to have solved the problem, and so said goodbye. Before thinking about telephoning the Wi-Fi router maker, I decided I might now look them up on Good Search. For my particular model, I noticed there was a little factory reset option, an operation which didn't look too complicated. It would involve a toothpick. There was, it said, a pen hole on the back, and it gave a photo of the unlabeled tiny hole. Press a toothpick in there, it said, and hold it there for at least 7 seconds. I held the toothpick in the hole for 11 seconds, just to be sure, and connected everything back as it was 3 days earlier, and as it had been for many years. Eureka! It all now worked! So there's a moral here. If your Wi-Fi router goes on the blink, you don't need a screwdriver or a voltmeter. Just have a toothpick handy.